status without having to leave the country. Ukraine's army chief says his troops control nearly 500 square miles of Russian territory now. The Russian drone and missile attack targeting Ukraine's energy infrastructure, however, goes on. Mark Zuckerberg telling Congress Facebook was pressured to take down some COVID-19 information during the pandemic. The White House says it acted responsibly during the pandemic. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Be careful outside again today. Excessive heat warnings and advisories are in effect for a second straight day. Corey Zeistra was helping her daughter move into her dorm at UW-Milwaukee yesterday morning.
I have to go to work after this, but I think that a stop home to wash off a little bit is going to be in order.
Wisconsin is dealing with the hottest temperatures of the summer, with the heat index above 105 degrees in parts of Milwaukee yesterday. A northern Wisconsin community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials. The Lac du Flambeau tribe and the town of Lac du Flambeau have been in talks for more than a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on the reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders want the town to pay easements that have been neglected for more than a decade. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon, at Copper Falls State Park, it's Pancakes in the Park, featuring homemade pancakes, local maple syrup, sausage and bacon, fresh fruit, coffee, tea, milk, and juice. It is $5 for a one pancake meal, which is considered a kid's portion, $8 for a two pancakes meal, $10 for a three pancakes meal, and a state park admission sticker is required. Proceeds support park trails. Again, that is Sunday, September 1st, from 8:30 in the morning to noon at Copper Falls State Park Pavilion in Mellon for Pancakes in the Park. Then on the same day, Sunday, September 1st, beginning at noon, it's the 68th Annual Turkey Shoot, hosted by American Legion, Jensen Hansen Post 394 in Loretta. As mentioned, lunch is served from noon on, shooting starts at 12:30, and such things will be featured as a Turkey Shoot cash raffle and gun raffles, with lunch served by Auxiliary Unit 394. I'm Austin Murray, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers add a new quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers traded for Malik Willis, a third-year quarterback, for the Tennessee Titans. In return, the Titans get a seventh-round draft pick next year. Willis on mastering the progressions when learning a new NFL playbook in Green Bay.
You know, progressions are a part of quarterback play wherever you're at, so I just felt like you get to different ones at this level, and you with a new team and new people, so you just got to get used to it.
College football, the Badgers getting ready for their first game of the season Friday when they host Western Michigan. Luke Fickell on what they know about the Broncos.
We know as little as we ever have known, right? I mean, they got a new offensive coordinator, they got a new defensive coordinator, and they got a new special teams coordinator. So what do you know, right? Obviously, the head coach is an offensive guy. What the head coach has done, or is it more of the Walt Bell? And, you know, are they going to be the Louisiana Lafayette where the defensive coordinator came from? I mean, so there's a lot of unknowns. You know, even with transfers and things like that, there's still a lot of unknowns.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
And your daily title town update is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The wait is almost over for the bubble players hoping to make the Packers' 53-man roster. I'm Bill Scott. Defensive end Aaron Mosby was, and maybe still is, fighting an uphill fight, but after his forced fumble and interception against Baltimore, he at least has a chance.
It felt good. I think I left some couple plays out there to secure my job, but you know, at the end of the day, I think I did enough going forward, and we're just going to go from there.
Mosby acknowledged the wait is tough.
You don't want to think about it too much, you know, just because you don't want to get yourself down and things like that. But on the other side, you want to think about it just because if you do make the team, it's go time. Then, you know, we got Brazil coming up next Thursday. So just going forward.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fires safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Iola's Kristen Welch continuing to make plays and likely has cemented a spot on the 53. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
Welch recording a takeaway in each of the Packers' three preseason games. I'm Bill Scott. More on the Packers' cuts from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Northwoods weather. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
We're going to chat with Coach Precor in just a little bit about the Logger football team. We're hoping to get Coach Morgan in here. Sometimes other duties call, so stay tuned here. Do what we can this morning on a wet Tuesday edition. Garth Brooks, very appropriate. The thunder rolls.
3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. Every light is burning in a house across town. She's pacing by the telephone in her faded flannel gown, asking for a miracle, hoping she's not right, praying it's the weather that's kept him out all night. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows all out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder rolls. Waiting by the window when he pulls into the drive. She rushes out to hold him, thankful he's alive. But on the wind and rain, a strange new perfume blows. And the lightning flashes in her eyes, and he knows that she knows. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls. The thunder rolls. And the lightning strikes. Another love grows cold on a sleepless night. As the storm blows on out of control, deep in her heart, the thunder.
Country. Becky was a beauty from South Alabama. Her daddy had a heart like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I thinking? Snuck out one night and met me by the front gate. Her daddy came out a-waving that 12-gauge. We tore out the drive, he peppered my tailgate. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. Tore through a cornfield. What was I thinking? Out the other side, she was hollering faster. Took a dirt road, had the radio blasting. Hit the honky-tonk for a little close dancing. What was I thinking? Oh, I knew there'd be hell to pay. But that crossed my mind a little too late. Cause I was thinking that a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. To kill tattoo, tried to cut in, I knocked out his front tooth. We ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a 2:30. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone again. Cause I was thinking about a little white tank top sitting right there in the middle by me. I was thinking about a long kiss, man. Just gotta get going where the night might lead. I know what I was feeling. Yeah, I know what I was feeling. What was I thinking? I know what I was feeling.
98Q Country with Dirk Spindley.
Guess I was thinking about that.
It's 9:17, getting to be that time of the year, football time, and we're kicking off our chat with the coaches. Every Tuesday, we'll get Coach Precor and Coach Morgan on to talk about the teams. And Coach Steve Precor, nice enough to join us to talk Phillips Lager football. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, let's talk about the preparation for the season here. A hot one, obviously, yesterday. Tough to practice yesterday. But that's always kind of an issue leading up to that first game or two, isn't it? Usually you get some pretty warm practice days, right?
We do. It's the, you know, the dog days of August. It always seems to be the hottest 2 weeks of the year, the first 2 weeks that we have camp. You know, we have our longest practices. Our kids are seemingly working 8 to 10 hour days every day, so by the end of the day, with the heat, it's a major deal trying to keep the kids hydrated and eating well to take care of their bodies.
Yeah, exactly.
Come Saturday when they're playing four quarters, it could get ugly with cramps.
Yeah, exactly. So when last year ended and you started already pondering about this season, what are some of the key pieces that will be the fill-ins from last year's seniors that left you, first of all?
So, I mean, last year we lost, and I don't think we realized it until the season was over and the All-Star voting. We lost a very outstanding offensive line. And we have one returning guard, but we lost two a guard and center that went and played in the All-Star game this summer, and then two senior tight ends. So it's going to be – those are big shoes to fill. I think that we've got a good group that's going to do that. And then we lose a 1,500-yard rusher in Trigg Molman and an amazing leader in Levi Durr. Those are big shoes to fill.
Yeah.
Fortunately, they left a nice legacy and a work ethic in the juniors and seniors that are coming in. That they're ready to just take over that role.
Yeah, so who's next up? Talk a little bit about some of the those juniors, seniors that you're kind of looking to fill those shoes this year, Coach.
So we had a three-heading rushing attack in our tailbacks last year in Evan Hollinger, B.J. Lowery, and Aaron Delasky. They'll continue to be our solid running backs. Shaden Zien moves into our what we call spin back, our quarterback position. And he's becoming a good leader. He didn't play a lot last year because he was like deathly ill for the first 4 weeks of the season, which was odd. So it just slowed his development. Ben Vernig is another one that played a lot as a sophomore. So we also had three seniors come out this year who've never played football before or haven't since middle school that are fantastic athletes. So it really makes a nice dynamic coming in. Even though we got to catch up in learning, we've got some great athletes on the field.
Yeah, well, as you know, in football, Coach, numbers are not the be-all and end-all, but if you don't have numbers, it makes it very difficult. So how are we doing this year numbers-wise?
So right now we're floating right around 28, if everybody shows up to practice, which sometimes can be difficult when you got summer vacations and things like that. But it does make for a good practice. You know, it's tough when you can't put 8 on 8, you know, to start showing some things. And then we have enough that our junior varsity can get away and work on their stuff, you know, and not get beat up by seniors and juniors. 28 is a good number.
Yeah, yeah.
32 would be perfect. We could have two really nice practices going on.
Sure. Well, I checked the Vegas line this morning, Coach. The number of passes that Steve Precor's team will throw per game this year, the over-under is at 4.5 right now. Is that pretty accurate, do you think? You're running.
Per game
of the whole season. There's no doubt you're a running coach. You find joy in the misdirection and the keeping the defense off kilter running-wise, and that tradition, I'm assuming, will continue for you this year.
What I like to do, it's something that passing is fun and it's exciting and our kids love to do it, and if it were up to them we would pass twice as much as we run. But a lot more goes wrong in passing, and then with those negative plays you either lose yardage, throw an interception, incomplete pass, and I don't like to waste a play. If we stay disciplined in doing the things that we do well, even though teams know it's coming, we can create positive yards, and eventually you either wear a team out or you pop a counter for a big play or something like that.
Right.
So
right.
Yeah, I'm a physical, fast, disciplined football, yeah. And a lot of times it comes with running the, and then with that you can run the football in any weather, whether it's cold or it's raining. It's easy to run the football.
Right. So if you go to a Logger game and you see a pass play, it's probably because the quarterback talked you into it, right?
That's right.
this is exciting this year with the new schedule, the new conferences up here. And I look at your schedule, Coach. You've got Mellon, Riblake, Prentice, Flambeau, Athens, Hurley, Shawamigan. 7 of the 9 games are close, which is nice for bus rides, first of all. But those local rivalries definitely rejuvenated and renewed this year, right?
Yes, rejuvenated, renewed. That we have, it's basically the Merriwood North for football, and we had Hurley and Flambeau. So it's schools we're familiar with. Our students are friends with a lot of the students that play at other schools. And like you said, it's nice and close. People work together. It's going to be the talk at Marquip or BW or the talk at Weathersfield, which is exciting, and that's what makes high school football
fun.
And then we renew a rivalry. We came into 8-man football with Newman. We get to renew that right away to open the season. So it's going to be fun, and I love the fact that our travel is significantly reduced.
Yeah, that's the game we do
travel, we're reciprocating for Green Bay, who came here last year, and hopefully we do something fun with the kids with that. So.
Yeah. Oh, we talk about this every year about how close we are to the number of 8-man teams getting to a level where we can have some of the bigger schools that are 8-man involved in the playoffs. Are we inching closer to that, Coach?
I feel like we're inching closer and closer. The more that schools go to 8-man, they're starting to realize it's football. It's still blocking and tackling. It's still physical. It's fun. It's competitive. The traditionalists, it's been around. Well, for us, it was 2017. It was our first season. The traditionalists are starting to buy into it, and you're going to start seeing as enrollments continue to drop, participation numbers continue to drop, that schools will start moving in that direction. And then hopefully, for our sake, they increase the enrollment, which we're floating in that 210, 205, so we're really close to being there. I'd rather them increase the enrollment amount than us lose kids and lose funding in our school.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But something's got to give, and what that something is we don't know. In the WIA, you never know.
Yeah. Well, there's you talk about that the 8-man football being real football. We've known that for a while, but it is a shift of philosophy when you got, you know, a traditional school like Athens, which was a power for many years, even Flambeau, of course, with the Jim Leonard tradition there, and others at schools. It takes a while sometimes to just give in to the fact that okay, I think we need to go to 8-man, and we're seeing more schools kind of give into that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at a team like Hurley, who's made the playoffs 29 of the last 30 years, and they're joining 8-man football this year because participation numbers don't allow you to play a healthy and keep the kids safe on a Friday and in 11 player. And Northern Wisconsin, the UP, that's all they have to play unless they travel 4 hours.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it should be a fun season. We look forward to following you, Coach. At Newman Catholic is a kickoff Saturday, 1 o'clock. Then you go to Mellon, first home game. It looks like it's the 13th against Riblake. Got a fun Shawamigan game later in the year on a Saturday night. That'll be a fun atmosphere to have that be a Saturday night game. So I'm sure the kids are excited, as are the coaches. Who do you got helping you out this year, coach-wise here, Steve?
So I have Gabe Lind. He's our junior varsity coach, and he helps with the defense. Scott Wirth is our defensive coordinator. He was my coach back in the day. Don't want to say how long ago. And then Cole Abraham, who played for us recently, is an assistant coach, and Ty Bleicher is our middle school head coach, and he's with us at a majority of our varsity practices. We got a good group. Also have Dakota Hoberman, who comes when he can in his work schedule and runs some scout for us. It's nice to have former athletes come back and want to be a part of the program.
Yeah, that's one of the advantages of a small-town school that some people miss, is that athletes can come back and often have a place in the program to help out, right?
Absolutely, and I love it. I enjoy it, and it means that we're doing something right.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Coach, good luck to you Saturday. We look forward to following you again. We'll have Jeff Haken and Scott Heckman stalking you again this year, giving the play-by-play, I'm sorry, this year again of football. We love those guys. So thank you, Coach. We'll chat with you next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks a lot, Joel. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Steve Precourt, he's head coach of the Phillips Logger football squad, and we'll have Phillips at Newman Catholic Saturday at 1 o'clock, and we'll have it for you right here. It always streams on your phone on the Civic Media app and at 98qcountry.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
You're invited to the 4th Annual Glidden Street Dance fundraiser for the Fort Town Fire Department and Glidden Ambulance Service. On Friday, August 30th from 4 to 7, located right on Grand Street. Enjoy music by Contradiction from 8 to midnight, the Brat Feed, which will be right in front of the Jacobstown Hall from 4 to 7, and with some easy listening music played by BCH Productions' DJ Bo Homer. Hope to see you there.
Save big money now at Menards. You need reliable appliances that help you conquer the day. And Menards is your one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest in-stock selection of major appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today. Our high 78 this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. A few thunderstorms tonight, 57 tomorrow, partly cloudy, and a bit cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
98 Q Country.
Likes it when I call in sick to work. Spend the whole day hanging with her. I might get fired, but that's alright. I'm doing what she likes. She likes it when I bring home fresh fajitas and mix up a pitcher of margaritas. Catch a kind of buzz that lasts all night. Doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear. Oh my, I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through long hair, lighting watermelon
second gear. Sees gravel flying in the rear view mirror. Sometimes I'm pushing 95, doing what she likes. And she likes it when I find a road that's dark and we pull off somewhere and park. Turn the radio on and turn off the lights and keep doing what she likes. She likes hearing how good she looks in them blue jeans. Little kisses sweeter than sweet tea. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. She likes it when I sing her old silly songs. And throw in words where they don't belong. Sometimes we laugh till we almost cry. Doing what she likes. Things a whisper in her ear, oh my. I like doing what she likes. Like running my fingers through her long hair. Lighting watermelon candles upstairs. Letting them burn and holding her all night. I like doing what she likes. Yeah, I like doing what she likes.
Country.
Woo! I saw Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong. Roger Staubach in my backyard had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. It was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. Took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980 something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy? I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something.
All right, we love it. That's a good one. Mark Wills, 19-something, a 98Q Country. All right, we're getting some lightning and stuff around the area. We'll move this stuff out here in the next hour or so, and I think the rest of the day will has some promise to be okay. But after the heat and humidity, we're hoping that a little bit of cooler weather, at least less humidity, will slide in behind this storm. We haven't, by the way, we're going to try and get Coach Morgan on yet this week, our coach's show, and he got tied up with some work stuff because sometimes people have, you know, jobs they have to do and stuff. So we'll get him sometime this week. So we do have some lightning and stuff going on around the area that's kind of doing some funky things to my headphones here. But I will get you an amazing, interesting fact. Before I do that, I want to let you guys know that we are running on lower power right now. We have a brand new transmitter that's going in to the 98Q transmitter site out west of Fifield. So if for some reason you get out of range or you can't hear us on the radio, know that we're always on the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone. And we're always online at 98QCountry.com. You don't need a signal to listen to those. That's internet-based. So our signal is going to be a little bit, quite a bit lower here for a day or so. So keep that in mind if you're having a little static on the radio. So today's amazing, interesting fact is about something that a lot of you have eaten probably recently. The next time you pop some jelly beans into your mouth, I want you to ponder this. Ponder this. Take a moment to appreciate just how much effort goes into making just that one little jelly bean that you eat, most of us at Easter time, but some people like to do it other times too. Industry giant Jelly Belly, they make those, oh, they make those great flavors, the jelly. When I found Jelly Bellies, I was never a jelly bean fan, and then I found Jelly Bellies, and I'm like, ooh, peanut butter jelly? Ooh, that's good. So Jelly Belly, they say the process begins by heating a sugar, cornstarch, corn syrup, not a shock, and a water mixture known as a slurry. They add fruit puree. They add, I'm not going to go through the whole process, but it takes almost 2 weeks to make one little jelly bean, almost 2 week process to make just the one little jelly bean. And for those of you who like black jelly beans, you're just a weirdo. For those of you who like, the strawberry ones, the kind of the red, reddish ones, those are probably my favorite. But the Jelly Bellies, I think, are the buttered popcorn Jelly Bellies. And the watermelons, and ooh, those are so good. So 2 weeks to make a jelly bean. So appreciate it. Appreciate that jelly bean the next time you pop that thing in your mouth. If you didn't before, I'm sure you probably never disrespected a jelly bean before, right? I would hope not.
I can see you by the bar, skinny margarita with a broken heart. So I slid over like a steel guitar. We started talking till I saw your boots bounce to the beat. You said, do you dance, wanna dance with me? Next thing I know, I started to think that we might be on to something. You're putting on a show, no need to take it slow. There's something here I know. Feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand and your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance, maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it. You got everybody looking, looking at you, looking.
'Cause I can feel it in the air, feel it in the whiskey in my hand, in your hips. Your body tells me when you start to dance. Maybe this is turning to a we should probably get up out of here. Oh baby, I swear I can feel it in the air. I can feel it in the air. Said I can feel it in the air. I can feel it.
Dixie Chicks and 98Q Country. I'm going to catch up with Coach Morgan. He is not feeling well and trying to get prepared for that first game on Thursday. So we'll kick off the Shawamigan portion of the coaches show next Tuesday. We will have Shawamigan football Thursday. It's a Thursday night game. They host Winter Birchwood. That'll be 6 o'clock start time for that on Thursday. That'll be on Tromix 103.1, our sister station. And then Saturday, Phillips at Wausau Neumann. And if you missed our chat with Coach Precor just a little bit ago, we'll have that on the podcast area of 98qcountry.com. We got Travis making his way in next. He's caffeinated. He's hyped. He's ready. Oh, we got Greg Gunderson. We have yet to see the whites of his eyes yet after the long, sweaty day yesterday on the golf course. So he may or may not be in it too. Well, Brewer baseball coming up tonight. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back in here tomorrow for Reality Radio.
Join the excitement at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 for a fantastic Glidden Fair kickoff. Enjoy family fun for all ages with games and activities from the Phillips Children's Museum, classic cars and 50s and 60s music. Spin the 9AQ Country Prize Wheel for local business certificates and savor delicious food and drink specials from Lena's. Don't miss out. Come and make some memories on Friday, August 30th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your Do It Best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
White or wheat, classic or old-fashioned, with or without sesame seeds. With so many choices, selecting the right bun for perfectly grilled burgers, hot dogs, and brats can seem overwhelming. Baked right here in the Midwest, the Bakers at Village Hearth made your choice easy. As long as you see the familiar Village Hearth logo on the package, you know you're selecting the freshest, most flavorful buns available. Village Hearth Buns, baking our best for you.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
98Q Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So then
this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Why not me? Well,
This truck needs a half tank. These wheels need a two lane. This radio needs three songs to play to get me across town to you. That dress needs to slip off. That hair needs to come down. Friday nights need to do what Friday nights need to do. That's the truth. Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey. Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me. Fishing in the dark needs nitty gritty under that pale moon. Sweet tea needs that sugar stirring. Small town nights need both ends burning. Shades need drawing. Hearts need falling. Boots need knocking. Knocking boots. Knocking boots. Me and you. Oh. Long weeks need a weekend. Cheap drinks need a slinging. That dance floor needs some me on you. And you on me tonight.